This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This one's out for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a beautiful Friday. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Got home at a reasonable hour. Mm. Traffic wasn't too bad. Had a great time at Liv.
It was a great time.
Awesome basketball game last night. Unfortunate that they lost.
Getting kind of sick of not that you're not wrong, but man, that's two buzzer beaters I've been to in the last 2 months where it's gone the wrong way. I was at the Cade Cunningham one and this one. I'm like, oh, this sucks. Also, we cheated.
I mean, it's not. Look, I think I'm more excited about how they're playing.
They're playing great.
The energy in which they're playing. I would say the pace in which they play. I'm more excited about that because
they've been playing good. They played well, and they had, you know, I think they could have had every excuse in the book to pack it up once it started slipping away and, you know, getting down eight and Jaws getting cooking, and they answered right back a huge 8-0 run. There was like 16 lead changes in the second half.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was a great back and forth game.
And even more so, I think Caleb did a hell of a job on that last play. It was just a good shot.
He did do a good job. I know that they weren't happy because, you know, nobody came over. There was no help. Like, first of all, Leroy.
What's up?
Credit where credit's due. He got the shot off. He cheated. He gave him a stiff arm and he traveled. Like, I mean, which of course he does. He's six whatever over he calls him, you know, we'll get to his comments here in a second because I'm very confused.
Oh,
but
no,
he's
no,
basically
no.
A pterodactyl. Hey,
don't read anything into it.
Dude,
it's not even that insulting.
I don't know what it means. I'm sitting here and I'm like, as soon as I saw it on Twitter, my first reaction was intangibles. I'm like,
hold on. This needs to be said.
Go ahead.
Here is the text that the whitest man I know sent me. Right? He goes, intangibles here, raise his hand. What does Ja mean when he says, he had a pigeon guard him? And I'm like, says the guy who keeps saying cap. Yeah. I'm like, I couldn't stop laughing because it just.
Well, there was part of me that's like, because I was in the locker room and I'm like standing there, I'm getting ready to talk to Kalel, and I'm like, do I ask him about this? But I don't even know what the hell it means. What if it's really offensive?
It's kind of one of those things where, how dare you put this dude in front of me to guard me?
Like dismissive, like it's just a pigeon,
right? Not well. No, it's
just
like,
kind of in. It's just in my way.
A pigeon is like somebody who's easily taken advantage of. You can trick, you know, something along those lines.
It's basically
the equivalent of you see a wide receiver and they cover him with a linebacker.
Because in my mind, I was going to be like, Khalil John Morant referred to as a pigeon last night. And then everybody just like looks at me and I'm like,
yeah.
And then Tim Donovan just comes and just like yanks the credential. I'm like, you know what? I'm good to let it go. Besides, Khalil said the best response out of all of it anyway. Like, his response was great on the game winner. We'll get to that. But let's hear last night John Morant speaking with Taylor Rooks after the game, his game winner on TNT. Here is John Morant.
Huge game winner. Take me through what you saw on that final possession.
A pigeon guard me. Go get a bucket, win the game.
The way you're answering that and the energy we had in this game, this one felt personal. What was different about this one?
The crowd getting to booing me. They just woke me up for the second half, and I'm pretty sure they ain't happy going home now. So
I got to tell you, I was more confused by that than the pigeon thing. I was like, what is he talking about? The crowd, there was only one time, there was two times where the crowd got annoyed with John Morant. One, he shoved Alec Burks for no reason because Pella Larsen was all over him and he didn't get a call. And so he shoved Alec Burks and just yells at the referee, "That's a foul." and then the only other time I really remember him being booed, and this is no lie, Leroy, they booed him at the free throw line. Because he missed his first free throw.
And didn't miss the second one.
Wanted him to miss the second one for free chicken.
Right, right, right.
That's the only times I really remember him getting booed.
Right.
So I don't know what the hell he was talking about. I was like, huh? I'm like, what do you mean he said the boos turned him around? Like, he stunk in the first half. He didn't do anything. But I don't remember anybody getting on Ja Morant. But all right, so a pigeon.
Do we blame game ops? Are we mad at game ops now because they may have inspired a Ja Morant rally?
I don't know. I don't know. And this is the funny thing is, like, I am way more interested in this. Everybody this week, again, is getting mad at him for pointing his fingers in the shape of a gun at his own bench. And I was, like, watching Get Up this morning. Get Up! And they're like, we cannot talk about Ja Morant's game winner. No one is talking about that today because... Ladies and gentlemen, he did it again. He made finger guns at his bench. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, hey, I just have a question here. This is just me. All right. What do I know? If we didn't give it this much air and attention, would it offend anybody?
Right.
It doesn't offend anybody on the Heat. Nobody on the Heat thinks Ja Morant is a threat to their life. Nobody at the Kaseya Center last night thought Ja Morant was a threat to their life with his fingers. And yet I'm watching all of ESPN this morning. And of course, they're talking mostly Lakers and Warriors, which is a great game. But they're like, just Ja Morant, you know, who's had a bit of a tumultuous year, just the Grizzlies in general. He has a buzzer beater. And this is kind of what everybody talks about, where it's just like, well, what's the real thing from this game? Heavens to Betsy, pointed his fingers in the shape of a gun.
And it's not like, his own bench.
It's like it doesn't even look like a double guns. Like, is he doing a shotgun? Mm. Like, is he going wabbit season? Or it's, I guess, it's pigeon season.
I just think there's a lot of things that people get up in arms in because they can. And there's really nothing to see there. Right?
There's nothing to see.
And
he's a young guy who obviously, you know, he tweeted out after the whole controversy, Ja this and Ja that. He's defiant. He's like, you warned me for doing this. It's stupid. And you want to know something? He's right. It's a stupid thing to be offended by. Was it Melo's three to the head Like, what do you think that's supposed to be? Dum-dums? Like, what?
They want everybody to do the Steph Curry. Go to sleep.
Dade South says, you shoot a basketball. Snipers? I mean, like...
Right, so what is the difference with somebody, a sniper shooting a three-pointer and then going...
Yeah, are we not grown-ups? Like, in my day... I'm not grown. But in my day, the only thing that used to get you in trouble...
Wait. Your ass ain't got a day yet.
What?
You ain't old enough to say in my day. You could kick rocks with that.
No, back in my day, a real celebration got you
like
in trouble.
Like an 8-year-old talking to a toddler.
Back in my day, a real celebration got you in trouble. Like Eddie Howe saying he had big nuts. That was a celebration that got you a warning from the league. Maybe 5K. This is so stupid. Like, it's crazy to me. Anyway, let's get to Kalel, okay? Because I thought, I mean, he's playing really well. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Kalel Ware after.
Can guard a lot of guys, a lot of different guys, which is cool to see.
Oh, yeah.
Your bigs can guard more people than your guards. Think about that.
We got a choice. One guard.
We're going to put Tyler. Or where? We go with where.
There's very few scoring guards in this league who are defensive stalwarts. And I would say most of them actually stink on defense. I mean, John Morant's out there. Who's he guarding? He's guarding Pella. Like, you know,
right.
He's not guarding Tyler at the end of the game either. Everybody's hiding everybody. But man, when Bam had that block on Ja, I was like, oh, I thought we were off to the races, dude. But here was Kalel. This is his response to the end of game and what in his mind happened.
Did you switch on the Ja on the last possession? Did you expect more help? And what was your view kind of how it unfolded?
No, I was just guard your yard. You got the lucky shot. That's it.
Yeah. Unfair.
Hey.
Don't call him a pigeon!
Hey, it's just... I love the way his nonchalantness of it is.
Yeah.
He made the shot. I was all over him.
Lucky.
It was.
Kind of cheated.
And it was a good shot. It bounced. It was in slow motion.
Bounced 17 times on the rim like at the end of a movie.
Oh, my God. It was so. Oh.
Because my first thing was short. It's short. We're going to the damn.
Yeah.
Hit the front of the rim and went in.
It sucked. It really.
Now the switch to Ware. Ja creeps down to the paint. Step back. Fires it up. It bounces in.
Barely. The only thing I would have did differently, right, is not let him get that deep in the paint, because then that 7-footer sitting in front of him. But I will also say this. He did do this.
Come on.
No, he did that, and he moved his pivot foot on the way back too. He got an extra shuffle back there over the 7-footer.
Yep.
I mean, when you watch basketball, there's a lot of that, especially with guys creating space to shoot threes. So I'm not gonna make a big deal about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this part.
Oh, shiver. Yeah. Right. But they're not gonna call that on Little Ja doing that to a 7-footer. They're not gonna do it.
The fact that he moved them.
I was hoping the refs would be in the would be quick whistle on him, because he was very mean to them.
That's a foul. But yeah, it was a tough loss. But see, when they were in the 10-game losing streak, there was no promise besides what they were telling you. When I watched that game last night, they didn't win, but there's a lot of things I like. The aggressiveness. I love the way they drive and kick. I love the pace. The one thing that I would say, since Jimmy has been gone, the pace has gradually picked up to the point where they made the comment that Memphis is has one of the quickest pace, and the Heat were outpacing them. So that was, I was so glad to see that everybody got touches. They start moving the ball around well. Everybody was getting open shots, and I can live with you getting an open shot and you missing it versus the old dribble, dribble, dribble. Oh, no, 2 seconds, and chuck one up.
We'll take a break here on the show. We haven't gotten to the most important thing, which is this loss is really on Frog Boy. That's not.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Oh, I did finger guns. I'm sorry. Hope everybody's okay. Leroy, I'm sorry if I offended you. Pew, pew.
I was more offended that you didn't get the pigeon.
I didn't.
Hey.
I will say.
There's a couple of situations where we're out or we're together and something will happen or somebody will say something and told me to look over at me and go, Nope.
I will say, though, I didn't feel like it was just intangibles who didn't get it. I think there's a lot of people who have never heard that reference before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's mostly intangibles.
Mostly intangibles, of course.
Right.
But.
Absolutely.
it's not one you hear a lot. It was a different one from John, for sure. But I will say, and not getting to see him play basketball in a while, he's good.
He's good, but here's what I would say. And don't take this as I'm saying that Tyler's better. He's different. He is more efficient, which fits what this team does better than having a guy who's going to be a volume shooter, right? To get
him. Well, I mean, Tyler is a volume shooter too.
Yeah, but
they're different in, you know, Tyler actually has very, very great range because he's a great shooter.
Right. So when I say I would prefer Tyler, it's not because he may or may not be better, but if they both make 30, both get 30 points, Ja's going to be more of a volume guy than Tyler.
Can we talk about the real issue here, though, which is last night was on Marcos. He completely mushed the Heat.
No.
You mushed the Heat via text.
You
completely mushed him with right after the BAM block.
No
you
way. What did I say?
You should. Bam may have just ended the Ja Morant trade.
Why
talks
that
with
voice?
That. Game was over. Counted your chicken.
We were
dude.
Down by two. How can I even? You can't mush when you're down. Hey, you can't mush when you're down.
You completely mushed it.
There's rules
you
to the mush.
You completely mushed it.
Rules to the mush, dude. You can't mush when you're already losing.
Has this team proven anything that at the end of games you sit on your hands and shut your mouth until it's over?
Everybody was completely. No, everybody was completely quiet on group chat last night. Yeah. And here comes, ooh, Frog Boy. Hop, hop. Hop, hop.
Small comment. You know why? I think the real person to blame here is Ja Morant's personal cheerleader over here.
What?
Who, you know, you don't know if he was just strolling through the streets of South Florida. He had just popped on his Odyssey app and listened to this guy just praising Ja Morant all day.
Give me Ja Morant.
All day.
He hadn't done that for you either.
He could, though, couldn't he?
Let's not forget trading his boy.
I am what I am, and I want Ja Morant. By the way,
You trading Lil Jovich for Ja? See?
I got to talk about it.
Can't believe it.
That's not a yes.
Oh, my goodness. You are.
Even arguably, Phil, like, probably their biggest need.
Come on.
Can I tell you one thing about him?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen him play in a while.
Okay.
He's immature.
Yes!
Isn't that
what I said?
I'm not even talking about the finger guns thing.
Is that me either? Is that not why I said I would prefer Tyler?
Tyler may be more mature than him.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'm quite confident Tyler's more mature.
Okay. Yeah. That's
a and what game. Is what is very important on this Heat team?
Maturity?
Oh yeah.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Think of all the immature guys and how it worked with the Heat.
We can fix it, man. A little bit of Heat culture, you know. We have Michael.
Okay,
Beasley.
We can go Philly cheese. We can go. Who's the center?
Whiteside.
Whiteside, oh, right? Yeah. Think of how it becomes with Spo. It has nothing to do with the talent. He's like, dude, I can't play with you. You're a wild card.
His getting teed up was hilarious. I was like, why did he do that to Alec Burks? He needs to calm down.
He wasn't even the guy who was sticking.
So you would rather have him on the team. Just you've been around the Heat long enough. How's that immaturity going to play out?
Maybe being around the environment.
Don't assume that he can fix it. I'm basically going by what I have. And that immaturity thing is a big selling point. Well, not only me, but this organization. Would we agree with that?
Do you see that pogo stick that he's got, dude?
Yeah.
I mean, he hops up like a kangaroo.
Yep.
How does he do that? He's so tiny.
And then he swings at another player. Right? I mean, like, so you misunderstand this part of this whole conversation. I'm not saying he's not awesome. I'm just saying it would be hard for him to fit with the Heat, with how one of the things you could say about all the players they like, they're very mature. They handle themselves a certain way. So why would you sign up for something like that?
What is maturity, though? You know, it's in the
maturity, not kicking somebody in the nuts, not swinging at somebody, right? Not getting teched up every other game because you're not getting your way. Yeah. And then let's not talk about the ill-advised shots that he'll take.
I mean, there are not many ill-advised shots that he takes, though. He carried their ass in the second half.
By the way, Tyler did.
So did Tyler. Tyler did, too. By the way, Tyler did it. You know, he needed to get that bucket to get the Heat the tie. That was a great job by him.
Hey, by the way.
But I will say, you may have a point on the.
Thank you. I know that was hard for you. I know.
The Ja Tyler backcourt defensively.
Yeah. Dude.
I don't know if that works defensively.
Really? It barely works. It barely works when Off Night is out there with Tyler.
Oh, don't you speak of Off Night. Let me tell you something about Damian.
No, I'm not. No. I'm saying that from the standpoint of you have one defensive guy and one guy who doesn't, and they just keep running the spin cycle till Tyler has to guard somebody.
I don't know what it – I was very curious about this because they got to give Davion Mitchell an extension in the offseason, and I don't know what somebody of Davion Mitchell's ilk makes anymore in the NBA because everybody makes a lot of money. But I love watching him play basketball.
It's almost like he has inspired Pella to go on the floor. Like, they went on the floor and said, hey, do what Davion does.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he is flying all over the place. And I love, my favorite thing is the offensive fouls he draws on screens. Like, he does that once a game. He got like three of them. Jaren Jackson Jr., that dummy, he's sitting here. I mean, he can't stop fouling people. But Davion Mitchell got him like twice. He's like, lured you in again, dumb. Because he's going to fight through every screen, and he always is able to make it like bang, and the ref has to call him on it. And so he gets dudes into foul trouble like crazy. And I really like watching him play basketball. He's fun.
Yeah. The thing is that, and it looks better, but I'm going to say this because it's been a while since I saw Jimmy, you know, be Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
But this style of basketball looks to fit all the other guys on the team a little bit more. And it seems like more guys get involved and more guys get shots, even though your studs are still scoring their points because of the activity on the offensive end, because of the way they move the ball. And you know, Bam and Tyler know, okay, I got to get this one.
And again, though, I mean, like, you do maybe have a couple turnstiles on the top of the key with John Tyler, but then you got a lot of pterodactyls behind him. I mean,
right.
With maybe it could work. I don't know. I mean, maybe it could work.
No.
I mean, don't say no. We don't know that it couldn't work.
It couldn't work.
I don't think that's
okay. 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 Marcos.
Yep.
I almost cussed.
I saw. Why? I saw you had because, to hold yourself
because
back
there. I can't believe this dude,
yeah,
less than 5 minutes ago, apologized to me because you may be right. Turn around and sell it again.
First of all,
yeah,
you said
don't oversell what I said. I didn't apologize.
Kind
I
of
said maybe you had a point. Maybe I was trying to be a grown up and give you a little kudos. I didn't apologize.
You know what you did? You went right through the red light.
Because
you went right through the red light. You didn't even pause.
If you went
right through the red light because you said what you said, and then you went back to your previous conversation.
Just be clear. If I'm sitting here in July and I have Tyler Hero and John Morant, we have the greatest backcourt in the NBA.
Wow.
So
okay. So he didn't apologize.
No.
All right. Okay. I felt like you did. I felt like you were coming around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to.
Wow. I say, let's chalk this one up.
Yeah.
Did you think I was mature?
Friday, April 4th, 2025, on the day of our Lord during Lent.
Mm.
Tobin apologized.
Got and exactly then you what go, I want.
No. That's not what I did.
Got a pigeon on that take.
First of all. No. No. Bad radio host. No. I want to hit you with the paper, right?
It's a huge game winner. Take me through what you saw on that final possession.
A pigeon guard me. Okay.
Hey, so Marcos, like, when John said it, it sounded so much different than what Tobin just used.
Yeah. I'm actually going to compare, though.
Can you use pigeon in a sentence?
You ever, like, have, like, your dog look at you confused? Like, when I looked at Twitter and I saw that, because I didn't hear it live. I was walking down to the media room, and, like, I look, I'm like,
huh? They spelled this right.
And then I'm just like, all right, intangibles. I'm going to reach out.
Like, wait, why did you have to put in parentheses intangibles here?
It was good for the visual, though. I did imagine him like, right here.
Excuse me.
In the back? Yes.
Bam. H.
Mm-hmm.
What does the phrase pigeon mean?
Oh, I was not going
to ask. Asking for a friend.
What does this mean?
That's a good call, though, because it's risky. You never know what John Morant could be saying.
It's risky. You could have got a slight outburst.
What the hell did he just say?
Right. I mean, that would be like asking Drake about Not Like Us.
Too soon.
Serious.
I'm sure. Well, listen, you know, based on Khalil's response afterwards, I think he probably saw those comments anyway. He's like,
yeah, but
what he's saying, lucky shot on it.
Here's the thing.
Was a lucky shot.
He played good defense.
He did.
And got beat by a better shot. Over a 7-footer. He stayed in front of him. He didn't go around him. And I was hoping that Ja would have got around him and he could do that block. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But he stayed in front of him. I mean, like, yeah, it happens. Like, but
Nick T says if he said flamingo or ostrich, it would have made more sense. An ostrich would be terrible at defense.
If he said flamingo, it would fit, you know, Heat, Vice.
Yeah.
Right? Got crazy. This flamingo in front of me. But, I mean, where I said the best. Like, the thing about basketball players, they don't get caught up in that one, you know, I got beat one time.
Right.
And because, like, good offense, what do they say? Good offense is always going to be good defense.
They do say that.
So I was impressed that he stayed in front of him. I was impressed how he played. And it's unfortunate that we're still going to look at that moment as Ja beat, you know, Khalil.
Somebody said should have had Bam on him. I mean, he said yesterday, I saw the clip where he told Alex Toledo from Five Reasons, I saw on his Twitter, he said that they came out of the timeout and he's like, I'm getting the switch. There's two people who are not going to be on me. Davion Mitchell and Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Like, so, you know, they have plans too. Now, the Heat, like Spo said, like you typically bring some help as that's all developing because, you know, you don't want to leave Khalil out there on an island. But he made a great shot, man. Great, lucky, whatever, cheated a little bit.
I was a little flummoxed because if I take and put the ball in Tyler's hands on the other end, when he gets to the top of that key, they rush him. And I was a little shocked that they didn't do that because if you had Khalil in front of him and you rushed him with Bam or even Tyler, that's a lot of size in front of him. He may not even be able to see anywhere to throw a pass.
Well, Tyler got in his game tire. What did he had Pippen on him and he got through and like three Grizzlies were just staring at him and he hits that baby float. Like it's a pretty, I mean,
right.
He's so money with that shot.
I was a little shocked that just watching the play, you know, develop, that nobody was even looking to, like, it's like everybody was happy with where they were in that point in the game. Like, the Heat seemed like, we got Khalil, we're okay, we can deal, we can handle that. They were like, oh, we got Khalil in front of us, we can deal with that.
Did
like,
you?
Everybody seemed to be happy. Otherwise, you would have blitzed Ja.
Did you, outside of the end of the game, when they got back from the 8-0 run and Khalil had the block and then the three, did you get the goosies?
I did because, you know, our saying.
Respectfully.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better believe. I was like, huh, we couldn't have used this the first month of the season? Huh?
He's never
like, you think, just imagine if this development had happened after game 25
I picture
instead
us
of game 60.
I picture us in 15 years doing a radio show at Spo's Hall of Fame enshrinement, and Leroy's going to be like, mm-mm. And here he is, four-time champion, Eric Spoelstra. Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Be like, uh-uh. Didn't play Kalani the first 29 games, Spo!
Respectfully!
Congrats!
That's straight.
Take a break. Back after this. Let the people know, because we had a great time yesterday.
We had a great time yesterday. I went and got me a couple of hats. The areas that they have built with the stage, with the all the accommodations, the DJs and all this, it is phenomenal. You really need to go check this out. What I'm talking about is Live Golf. It's at Trump National Doral today through Sunday. Join some of the guys out there. We saw John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau. We saw DJ, Brooks Koepka. Saw plenty more. I could point them all out. I was showing you guys who they were. Again, they have live DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining Saturday night. We even saw the stage. By the way, it looks like Tortuga. That stage is as big as the Tortuga stage that they have miraculously put somewhere in Doral. I saw it. It's unbelievable. Grab your tickets today at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Panthers will be back at it tomorrow. A little afternoon action with the Cats. So we got that.
Isn't day games for hockey? It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
They do it a lot. They do it more than we know, but it just catches you off guard.
Both are early this week, but this one is super early. Tomorrow it is a 2 o'clock puck drop for your Florida Panthers against the Ottawa Senators. So we take on baby bro Tkachuk. And Ottawa's in that wild card spot now. The Panthers, not out of the possibility they're in first place. Still got a matchup coming up with both Tampa Bay and Toronto before the season is over. But obviously not lining up at this moment. Although I do believe the Panthers were further back of it last year, first place at this time. So still possible they can still win the division. Not over yet, but obviously the Cats got to get their ducks in a row. Three straight losses. And haven't won in regulation since March 13th in Toronto. So, you know, they're trying to get all the things together. Would love to see Marchand break through. Does feel like he's still trying to find his way with the Panthers outside of that OT assist where things were a little bit more opened up. You don't have as many guys out there. But, you know, he is also working his way back from an injury as well. And I don't know if he's pulling like the Anthony Davis where he tried to come back too soon, but he said he wanted to make it a point to play as many games as possible. So I don't even know how right he is.
Right. He knows more than we do.
Yeah. I mean, you got a nose like that. Come on.
Right.
He knows his body.
-1.
If I said it, it'd be a -1.
Fair point.
Like Marco said,
then of course on Sunday, the Panthers take on who, Leroy?
Who do Panthers take on Sunday?
Detroit.
Oh,
Cade Cunningham and the boys coming to town.
You know what the funny thing was? I was listening. I was watching it back because Dade South tweeted out that clip yesterday.
Of course,
yeah.
And I was like, it was the classic thing where like Leroy brings up a fact that I thought was a hockey fact. Cause he's like, you know, Detroit, they're not terrible. And I was like, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't think the Red Wings are terrible this year, but I didn't know for sure. So I was like, not confident just to like correct him and tell him, no, the Red Wings are not. I mean, they're not a playoff team, but they're like a 500 team. So I was like, yeah, because they've been awful. They've been awful for a few years before this. So I was like, it like crept the first intro into your comment. I was like, oh, damn, Leroy, look at your Red Wings knowledge. They're starting to make their build back.
That was the first NHL game I ever went to.
The Joe Louis Arena?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? At that time, they were the dominant team in hockey.
Oh yeah, I mean, crazy. They were insane.
Right.
So like they had been on hard times lately, and so like when you made the comment, you know, Detroit, they're not terrible. I was like,
I think they are
this year.
And here's my problem. I wasn't really paying attention.
We know.
And the phrase that I used could be used for both teams. So I didn't do myself any favors. So if that was the end of the conversation, or if you had said,
I would have been fine.
If you had said, no, the Red Wings have been pretty good, I was like,
yeah.
I would have internally go, reset, but you didn't.
No.
And so I kept going.
You went,
and
you said something about length, and I was like, then I jumped. I was like, length? What is he?
What?
You don't really refer to that in hockey very much. And then he goes, and this Cade Cunningham.
That was it. Final nail in the coffin.
Yeah. So
a few people reached out to me about that. They're worried about you, Leroy. Hey,
don't be worried. I got to get back on that
Kozar coffee.
I got a lot of stuff going on where I got to be paying attention. Y'all know what the hell happened to me. So my head is always on the swivel for activity.
Of course. Has to be.
The old mix-up sports.
Speaking of the Panthers, though, the thing we'll look out for today, I don't know if practice reports are out from anything yet. Let me see. Let's see our boy if Jameson Olive has anything. But the thing we're waiting on is Barkov status. We don't know where Barky's at with his injury. He, of course, missed the last game. So that's the big thing we're going to be watching out for this week.
Do they sit them because, you know, back to backs, or they want to give them extra days or stuff like that?
I imagine he got hurt the night before, but he was a late scratch. Like it was not something that anybody was tipped off to, I believe.
The old morning skate.
Yeah. The old morning skate, not punitive though.
One of the hardest things for me to wrap my brain around, because I played football, is the morning shoot around and the morning skate. Right? I'm like, I couldn't imagine before a game having to have a walkthrough or something like that. Right? Now, the two sports are different in that you have to do a lot of stuff on the fly because you play so many games. So I get that. But, I mean, we had practice one time in preseason the day before a game. And everybody was in a crappy mood because, well, we're playing football the day before we have a game in training camp. And you know what Belichick's response was?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Tomorrow's like a day off. You're only going to play 10, 15 plays.
Sounds about right.
Right. So
and now he's playing uppies with a college sophomore.
So strange.
But so I think that it just catches me off guard because I knew how I felt practicing pretty hard the day before a game.
Wow, dude. Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on that. I imagine by the time we get to Cat Talk in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll have an update on if Barkov is going to be a go for tomorrow. And Kat's trying to get things right. Although I do appreciate Hunter saying that Brady Tkachuk's been missing some time too, so he may also be dealing with something as well.
Oh, so when they get into town, him and his brother can go eat lunch because neither one of them are playing.
That's right. Take a break. Our Tua is next.